the town of Suchitoto, an hour away from the capital, San Salvador, everyone remembers what happened on July 2nd, 2007. That's when a protest against a government plan to centralize water distribution was broken up by anti-riot police. And violence took over the streets of this colonial city. 14 people were arrested that day, and 13 of them were charged with committing acts of terrorism. For many Salvadorans, the protests and government's response brought back painful memories. It's been 15 years since these guns fell silent. This tiny Central American nation signed a peace accord after more than 12 years of bloody civil war that pitted leftist guerrillas against the U.S.-backed government. Sandra Guatemala was one of those protesters arrested. She will face terrorism charges in October when her trial begins.
We heard the president was coming to our town to announce a water centralization project. The people here were against it because it would make water more expensive.
Sandra lives with her two children and husband. If convicted, she could face up to 60 years in jail.
No somos terroristas.
We're not terrorists. Fighting for your rights is not an act of terrorism. It's our constitutional right. The government uses this law to shut us up, to repress us.
For Sandra and those arrested that day, this video is proof enough of their innocence. They claim that their intentions were peaceful and that they were provoked. The town of Suchitoto has long been known as the center of government's resistance, especially during El Salvador's civil war. But now with the country at peace, the question remains as to why are protesters being charged with terrorism? For the government, those arrested were involved in acts of terrorism, public disorder, and illicit association, in accordance with a law established last year. A law inspired by the United States Patriot Act, which has drawn strong criticism from civil rights groups.
The government, and above all the president, has a need to create an enemy. Before it was the revolutionaries, the sympathizers during the Civil War. Now there is social protest. But you can't compare throwing a rock in Suchitoto to what has happened in New York, London, or Spain.
For many Salvadorans, events like this create new divisions and rekindle old ones. People worry that the dangerous tension that existed when the Civil War broke out back to decades ago might come back. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Suchitoto, El Salvador.